Thiru Vignaraja is a longtime state and federal prosecutor. He's also one of two candidates hoping to unseat incumbent Marilyn Mosby to become Baltimore City's next state's attorney. As part of our coverage of that race, WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi brings us a profile of Vignaraja's promise to cut the city's homicide rate in half in 3 years.
Vignaraja's campaign video sounds like the trailer for a summer blockbuster movie.
So we have to face facts.
Baltimore is not the greatest city in America anymore. But it can be.
He points to the staggering homicide rate, revelations of the Gun Trace Task Force trial, and high recidivism rates.
We can be so much more than a headline in The Economist or USA Today labeling us as the most dangerous, the most deadly city in the country.
The 42-year-old son of Sri Lankan immigrants is a Harvard-educated lawyer who clerked for a judge in the U.S. Court of Appeals in New York, as well as for U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen G. Breyer. He served as an assistant U.S. attorney in Baltimore under then U.S. attorney, now Deputy U.S. Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, before joining former Baltimore City State's Attorney Greg Bernstein's office. There, he met Caroline Griffin, a board member with the Maryland Spay and Neuter Advisory Board. Vignaraja had been assigned a case of a major dogfighting ring, an investigation that took over 18 months.
He had never handled an animal cruelty case, had never handled a dogfighting case, but he listened, and he listened really closely.
Vignaraja indicted 22 defendants, seized 22 dogs, and dozens of guns, rods, shock collars, whips, and chains.
It was a massive case, and I really thought it was the city's finest hour in the fight against animal cruelty.
Griffin says that proves Vignaraja has the ability to combat the city's homicide rate and to clean up the police corruption revealed in the Gun Trace Task Force trial. It was those revelations, Vignaraja says, that bothered him about the direction of State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby's office.
One of the frustrations, as I've watched as a candidate, is to see the State's Attorney really have no handle on the magnitude of the problem created by these acute, extraordinary revelations of crime and misconduct in the federal trial.
While Mosby has said thousands of cases could have been affected, Vignaraja and his campaign team compiled a list of 2,322 cases that were compromised by the GTTF trial, and another 2,000 cases potentially compromised by the 8 officers indicted in the GTTF case. Stuart Sims, Baltimore City State's Attorney from 1988 to 1995, says Vignaraja has a point, but questions what sort of information is available to the State's Attorney's office to determine an officer's involvement in the cases that have been affected.
There may be names on warrants, but there also may be other factors in which they have been engaged in cases, either not as the primary individual, but the subsequent individual. And so that may take another layer of work and examination.
Vignaraja says he has a plan to cut the homicide rate in half over the next 3 years. It involves placing prosecutors in police stations in high crime areas, focusing on high impact crimes like burglaries with fingerprints, concentrating most of the office's resources on major crimes, and lowering recidivism rates for inmates. He also takes issue with his opponents, Mosby and Ivan Bates, for taking campaign donations from the bail bonds industry.
I pledged that I wouldn't take any money from the bail bonds industry and that we would end cash bail.
While Bates has received roughly $10,000 from bail bondsmen, Mosby has not taken any money from them in this campaign season, according to their most recent campaign finance reports. Cash bail has come under fire nationally as a force creating a lucrative business for bondsmen while trapping some people accused of low-level crimes in jail for months before their trials. Johns Hopkins University professor and author of Baltimore, A Political History, says bail bonds are like holding people for ransom.
It automatically discriminates against defendants who are poor because they don't have the credit to raise bail.
While poor defendants sit in prison, those with access to cash go free.
If a dangerous person can raise enough money, that person may be able to get out on the street again.
Vignaraja says that by not taking money from the bail bondsmen, he's free of their taint.
So I'm the only prosecutor who not only wants to hold people accountable and bring to justice violent repeat offenders, but also wants to create the most progressive, transparent, innovative prosecutor's office in American history.
That's a pretty bold statement by the candidate. But the question is, will the June primary voters think so? I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.